What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Did you know anything at all about that goaltender before tonight?
No, not a lot. I mean, we do the pre-scout and stuff, but hadn't played him before, no.
How frustrating is it when you dominate play like that and it doesn't go y'all's way?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's tough. I mean, we had the chances and, you know, he made some saves. We didn't execute on a few. Power play came up short, so, you know, it's, yeah, it's tough. You want to find a way to win those ones.
Did you feel when you got the goal finally that, you know, maybe there would be a second one coming?
Yeah, I mean, the way we were playing, it felt that way. It felt like once we got one, you know, there'd be more to come, hopefully. So, you know, we get a big one there, and unfortunately, they come right back and get one. So, you know, it's tough. You know, we fought hard.
How do you guys try to keep a positive mindset?
I mean, we just got to go a game at a time. It's, you know, it's tough on a night like this where you do a lot of good things and don't get rewarded. But, you know, hopefully having a good look at the way we need to play, as an example here tonight, will, you know, change the result the next game.
Were there any positives you could have pulled out of this game? You guys picked up nearly 50 shots on goal.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we controlled the play for the most part. Yeah, I thought we got pucks in that. I think we can still make it a little tougher on other teams' goalies and get some more traffic. But, you know, I think, you know, we're really, you know, picking hairs there, trying to see what we can improve. But for the most part, I mean, I think we did a really good job and created a lot. And fortunately, it wasn't enough.
Only one goal. Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating we can't score, but I think if you can take some positives out of it, I think we, you know, if we play like that, we'll win a lot of games. So, disappointing we didn't get the win, but we'll take some positives out of this one. Hopefully, it helps in the next one.
Because we lost a handful of games in a row here, and you got Colorado and Dallas coming
up.
About as tough as it gets for a road trip. What's the confidence level like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, no, it's going to be tough, two tough games, but, you know, those are the games you want to play in, those are the fun ones, and, you know, no better test for us to go against those teams right now. So it's going to be a challenge, but hopefully up to the task.
What impressed you about Anderson? Because obviously you guys got a ton of shots on.
Yeah, I played well. I mean, we've had 50 shots, and sometimes goalie's still the game. So it's a tough one, but obviously you played well.
Do you guys have any kind of a scouting report on the guy who's never started an NHL game?
Yeah, we had stuff in the from the AHL video and stuff, but you're just trying to test them early, and I thought we didn't. I mean, not many nights to get 50 shots. So.
Did you guys feel like you largely did the right things, absent of the result tonight? I mean, you mentioned almost 50 shots.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's going to be like that. You're not going to feel like you should win some nights, and the goalie steals the game, or they play well defensively. So this thing's not getting the win, but hopefully we can take some positive out of this one.
Jake, you know, one recurring theme is you guys have had a hard time maintaining momentum. Like something will go right, and then you know, get the penalty, you allow the PK goal. Why has that been such a recurring theme? You guys are usually pretty good at that. When you get something going right, you tend to be a team that feeds off your own momentum.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, just a tough. I mean, tough penalty there, but it's nothing you can do, and they just made a nice play on the goal. So Jarvis played well, and I'd say that we played well too.
I'm sorry to answer something that's already been. Is there any fear or idea of a thought or notion that getting that next year in the standings isn't guaranteed? Meaning being a playoff contender?
Well, I mean, we know it's a chance, but you never want to put yourself in that situation. And, you know, we've lost a couple in a row now here, so it's, I mean, playoffs started for us already, it seems like, kind of. So we just got to get going and make sure we can't let points slip away.
What does it mean, though, that Florida has passed you as of tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to worry about ourselves and make sure we're trying to get as many points as we can as from us. I mean, we're not trying to look at other teams and kind of control our own destiny.
Coach, your take on the performance of the defenseman that had to get thrown into obviously a pretty difficult situation?
I thought they played a solid game. You know, I thought you know, there was a lot to like about our overall team game, but those defensemen in particular, I thought they competed hard. They defended when we needed them to. I thought they played a real solid game for us.
Mike, outshot them 48-21. Does that, in your mind, accurately summarize the way the game was played?
Yes.
I mean, are there confidence issues when you don't, there went a couple of games without scoring a goal? Do you feel people clutching the sticks a little tighter than usual right now?
Well, I mean, obviously it was, for whatever reason, the last couple of games, it's been a struggle to score. I thought tonight we had an awful lot of looks, you know, really high quality looks, and the puck didn't go in the net for us. You know, these guys care. They want to win. They're trying. I'm sure that's part of it. But we just got to find a way to, you know, control our emotions and just keep grinding away. I thought we played well enough to win tonight. We didn't. And sometimes that happens. But if we can continue to play that way, and get the type of looks that we got tonight, I think we'll get the results moving forward.
Michael, you obviously put enough pucks on net, to say the least. Did you have enough traffic? Did you have enough bodies there?
Yeah, that was something that we talked about a lot in between periods throughout the course of the game. You know, we could have had a little bit more traffic. Sometimes when you have so much zone time and you have so much possession time, you know, you end up drifting away from the net and you extend zone time per se, but you've got to find a way to penetrate. And whether it's shooting the puck and getting people inside, you know, I thought we got better at it in the third period, second half of the game. I thought we were talking about it on the bench, just getting someone at the blue paint, just to try to make the sight lines difficult. And maybe if we get people there, it'll encourage us to shoot the puck. I mean, it's not like we didn't shoot it. We had almost 50 shots, so it wasn't like we didn't shoot it, but we had opportunities to possibly shoot it more with the amount of possession time that we had. And the amount of offensive zone time that we had, we possibly could have shot it even more than we did. But that was something that we talked about throughout the course of the game, just getting somebody there.
Mike, Tristan only faced 21 shots, but he did have to come up with a handful of challenging saves like that breakaway in the second period. Just what was your assessment of his play tonight against the context of him trying to recapture his game right now?
I thought he was real good tonight. That's a different type of a challenge when you don't see a lot of pucks, and then you come down and they get a couple of pretty good looks. And, you know, the breakaway save was a real good save. He made a couple of good saves on the penalty kill right before their goal. I thought he just looked sharper in the net tonight. He was just his movement, his posture, his, you know, tracking pucks, things of that nature, that some of the subtleties of his game, I thought they were much better.
Mike, Russ was pretty hard at himself afterwards. Said, to paraphrase, I don't care if my arm is falling off, I need to get that puck out of the zone. He had 6 shots, 4 hits. I mean, he did a lot of good things tonight. A veteran of his standing, do you say much to him, or you just kind of pat him on the back and say, go get it next time?
Yeah, I mean, he knows. You know, he knows what he needs to do to help us win. You know, he's, excuse me, he's harder on himself than any of the rest of us. You know, he... he understands the importance of those types of plays. And, you know, I thought he competed really hard tonight. He had a lot of quality chances himself. He had a breakaway early in the game. He was around it a lot. He was on the puck. You know, we tweaked the lines a little bit going into the third. We moved Rax with Gino. We moved Rusty with Sid and Jake. You know, I thought Rax ends up scoring on Gino's line. I thought, you know, Rusty with Sid and Jake, they had a lot of zone time. They were on the puck. They were around the crease a lot. So, you know, I have to believe if they continue to play like that and get those types of looks, the puck will go in the net.
Mike, Florida moved ahead of you in the wild card standings. That's going to be a daily change for those standings from here on to the end of the regular season. How much does that enter your radar, if at all, on a daily basis from now?
Well, I think, you know, it's everybody's scoreboard watches a little bit this time of year. It's human nature, but you know, we're focusing on what we can control in our game. You know, the reality is we've got opportunities in front of us here. We've got to grab some points, and we knew this was going to be a fight to the end for a playoff spot. So, you know, we've got some tough opponents coming up. We've got to be able to brush this one off. You know, I think as much as the loss stings, you know, I do believe there's something to feel good about with tonight's game, just our compete level you know, our execution was pretty good. We had a lot of looks, you know, and Ottawa's a good team. They're fast. You know, they got a quick strike offense. They've got a real solid team, and I thought our guys competed hard against them tonight.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.